you got a chance to show this devil who he is, who the God is. Amen. If you don't ever get in hard places, how you gonna, you know, you're gonna have to get in hard places, dear beloved. And you got to think about your brethren overseas. They're in much harder places than we are. And Paul and all the apostles that went before us. Hallelujah. We can't get off. We're going to go through things. Amen. And so we're going to pray for one another and love each other enough where we can be helping one another. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But we're going to go through some places. Come on. It ain't started yet. They're just the beginning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm not wanting to check. And who do? Who do? But if you go through, he's going to be there. He's not going to ever leave you or forsake you. That's what we got to remember. Yes. At Wednesday prayer, I want to say this Wednesday prayer, I just thank the Lord because Sister Gerda, she did give a message that she told us that the Lord, you know, would be with us. Amen. And it helped her too because I know it was God because she wasn't talking that. She was a little bit, but when she spoke, I knew it was God because something else came out of, you know, encouragement came to her. Out of her mouth. And I just want to thank the Lord for that. I praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. So let's give the Lord another clap before I pray. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall ever be in my mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank God for Jesus. Praise the Lord. And I want to thank God for Brother Mark. Brother Mark, he gone outside or somewhere. Praise the Lord. I just pray. Yeah, we pray for Brother Mark. You know, because nobody knows what people go through. You just don't know. You know, you say you know. No, you don't. There's no way you can know unless the Holy Spirit tell you or give you some kind of inclination, you know. But God is a good God. So Lord, I thank you today. I really thank you for the saints pressing into prayer. I know you want to do something. I know you do. I can feel your spirit. I just know that this is the day and the hour that you're going to do, that we're going to get that breakthrough. I just really believe it. Been believing it, but I just believe it more now, you know, than I ever have before. Praise the Lord. We were sitting and listening to a ministry, and he said, shout into the heavens. And with all my heart, I shouted breakthrough. Breakthrough. I don't care. Listen, I'm in a place where my soul is at stake. I'm in a place where we all in a place as children of God, where you got to walk with your God in the way you walk with your God. You can't be afraid. People that ever did, Peter didn't want scared of nobody. People, they weren't scared and thought about what nobody thought. You know, and that's what you got to get to. Come on now. You got to get where you don't care what people think. And, you know, if you know it's God, then you can't be caring what people think. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, you get me there because I just want to love you. I want to love you. You did things that I know that people thought, whoa. But yet you're God, and I appreciate you. Brother Mark, come here. I want to pray a special prayer for you. Before I pray over the word, Lord Jesus, I want to pray for you. Brother Mark, I love you. And I believe faith works by love. I do. I believe faith works by love. Praise the Lord. I know you've been going through a lot. I know you have. And you have helped me many times when I went through. You were there with me. You told me things. Sometimes you didn't want to tell me some stuff because you feel like I'm the pastor, you know. But you told me some things. Maybe you didn't tell her you told, but you told me some things that helped me. And I just want to thank the Lord for that. Father, in Jesus' name, anoint you. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Anoint your heart. In Jesus' name. Father, you are the healer of hearts. You can do anything but fail. I pray you would touch my brother's heart. Touch him, Lord. And deliver him. In Jesus' name. Don't let it be nothing he's thanking God when he goes to get where he have to go to get the test, Lord. Let, Lord God, let it be much better than he thought. In Jesus' name, God, in the name of Jesus, touch my brother, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch my brother, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be all to him, Lord. He believed that you're all to him, so be all to him, Lord. In Jesus' name, God, I give you glory and I give you praise. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Last night, when Tawana brought this girl up, I had an experience that I haven't had in a long time. And I felt it have some with Brother Mark just now. I want to tell Tawana about that. When she asked, I don't know how the girl asked for prayer, but her knee was, how about that? Her knee was out of place or something or other. And it was, she had a blood clot or something in her knee, whatever she said. But she was hurting and she was feeling bad. I don't know what she heard that she thought we could pray. I don't know nothing about it. But anyway, we felt to pray for it. So Tawana come and got me, and she brought me over there. And I said, honey, what's the matter? And why you? And I don't know. I asked her, can you believe? She said, yes, I do. I believe God can heal me. Yes, I do. When I put, this is the truth for heaven, and I give God the praise for it. I give God the praise and the glory for it. So I waited. Seeking the Lord, I just waited. And when I laid hands on this girl, all the virtue that I had went into her knee. I felt that something come up and just go into, just out of my hands into that girl's knee. I'm telling you, I thought it was just, and I just praised God so much for it. I told God, I said, God, this is my desire. And then I told sister, I said, Lord, you know, sister, I'm tired of just, I want to help people's hearts. Yes. Hallelujah. I want you to get down to the heart where Jesus got to. That's what I'm seeking. I'm seeking where Jesus got. You know what I mean? I can look at you and tell this or that, but it's something about your heart that need to be ministered to. I want to get down into the heart. Praise God. So you pray for me. I'm your pastor. You better pray because somebody got to get somewhere. Yes. I'm telling you, things are happening that we need to know what's happening to us and the world. We need to know. So I'm your pastor, so you pray for me. Pray for all the children. Pray for everybody. Hallelujah. So Lord told me, you said, you know what? You look at your body. I'm going to tell you some things about the eyes and stuff. He said, but you know, you got two of everything. In the main things, you got two eyes, two nostrils, two lips, two ears. How about that? Two feet, two arms, and ain't none of them fighting against each other. Ain't that I'm fighting. Both of my eyes want to see. You hear me what I'm saying? And one of my nose gets stopped by here, try to make just for this one. And one of your legs get hurt, your other leg try to take up and compensate for it. You don't see them say, well, I mean, she just don't have to walk for us, I'm concerned. Am I getting to you? Am I getting to you? So it has to be a one thing. Sister, it's got to be one. It got to be one. Brother, I'm going to use you. You know, when we prayed for you, I'm saying this for the glory of God. When we prayed for you, we laid hands on you and asked the Lord to heal this cancer. The sister was over here. And we prayed. She said, you healed. Too. And the Lord said, I healed him because you're understanding the body of Christ. It ain't just you. Peter and Paul went up to this man and say, silver and gold. You didn't hear John saying, yeah, God, you should have used me. No. Children, I'm telling you something now. When Jesus sent them out in twos, it's a reason. It's a reason. You know two can chase 10,000? Yes. One can only chase 1,000, but two, 10,000. Am I making sense? Yes, sure. We need to love each other. And if there's any jealousy anywhere, get it out now. Ask God to say, Lord, don't let me be like this. Let me realize that it's two. Let me realize that I'm not the only one. Let me realize this, God. I hope I'm just, shoot. I'm so glad we ain't got nothing wrote down to go by, because I'd have been lost. But I just want to thank the Lord. Father, I thank you. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for my sister. I thank you, Lord, that she's resting in you. I know she's going to learn to rest in you. But I just thank you. Thank you for what Al told me about what you did it for. And that's just for you, Lord, but it's helping her too. Financially, I believe it's going to be a blessing to her. And so, Lord, I just want to thank you. Now, Lord, we go into the word to give the saints what you said. And I pray that you would anoint it. Anoint this word. I've been praying that you would anoint it. Lord, don't let it just be something said, but Lord, but let it get in our hearts. Let our ears hear it, our spiritual eyes hear it. Hallelujah. Our mouth speak it, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I give you praise and I give you glory in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let everybody say it. Turn around and tell somebody, God bless you, honey. Because the Lord have made me his handmaidens over this place. His handmaiden. I'm his handmaid. I am like Leah. Leah, you know, she took care of her father's sheep. So that's what I'm doing. I'm his handmaid in this place. And I just want to thank God for it, and I'll be as long as he tell me to. And I thank him for it, and I really love it. I love ministry, and I just do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to make him real, that's all. So we're going to turn to, I think I first start here. I'm going to start here. Turn to Psalms 1531. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your word, and I pray that you, for the anointing of this word, that it will fall on all of our ears. In Jesus' name. You know, one of these things I looked at, that was not, and I don't know what that is, because it says the ear that heareth. And I wrote it down, and I made a mistake, and I see that I still made a mistake. Psalm 15? No, it's not that, because I don't know, I can't see, I must have transposed the numbers, transposed it. Praise us. Psalms 135. Thank you, Lord. Just pray for me. I'm just, ain't that something? It's 135 psalms. It's 150 psalms. 135. See, she made another mistake. Well, I'm full of them. I'm talking about the ears. Now, David said this, and Jesus repeated it and made it greater when he said it. But David said about the dumb idols and things in this 15th verse. But he said, number 17, that they have ears, but they hear not. But Jesus was talking to people. He said, neither is there any breath in their mouth. They that make them are like unto it, so is everyone that trusteth in them. And so we have ears, Jesus said in the scripture. He said, we have ears, but we can't hear. So I began to look up the ear. There's three parts to the ear. An outer ear, a middle ear, and an inner ear. And I'm asking God to help all three parts of mine, because I want to hear. But he told them many times, he would talk to the Jewish people. He said, you have ears, but you can't hear. But then he said, blessed are your ears and your eyes that they hear and see. Blessed are you when you can hear God. When you can hear God say something. You know, a lot of times I've heard this in my ministry, and I just, for you young people, I just look over you. You hear something from the pulpit and you think God picking on you. And you'll say, God have to tell me. But if I'm in that pulpit, God has told you. Yes, right. Well, if I done prayed and sought the Lord, God is talking to you. That is God talking to you. Yes. Let us have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Not in the outer ear, in the middle ear, but in our innermost being. Let us ask God to help us to hear. This is the time we got to hear. Because whatever we hear, it takes part of whatever goes into your body and do the hallelujah. And do you know your ear is also for balance? And so if you don't hear good, you ain't balanced in the natural and in the spiritual. Did you know that? Sometimes you get off balance. I know people with their vertigo or something or another. But it comes from the ear. Your ear, something be wrong with your ear. So we got to ask God this morning to help us to have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We need to know what the Spirit is saying to the church. And I love you. Listen, I love what happened today. Because nobody was, they didn't shame. They got up and say, I tell you, I wasn't with you tomorrow, but I'm telling you, next year I'm going to. That is God. Anytime God, you a heart to repent. You have to keep a heart to repent and say, I was wrong. I thought wrong. I did it wrong. But we'll do better next time. I just love it. I know, listen, God is doing it. That means the Holy Ghost is here. Listen, you can't repent without the Holy Ghost. You know, it take him. And so I just know he's here. He want to do things, and I want him to do it. How about you? Yeah. I told Brother Leonard, he said, well, I got my knee done two weeks ago. And I said, you're gonna get greater miracles than your ear. I don't know if he understood what I was saying or not. But see, I believe God got bones up in heaven. He got knee bones. He got... I ain't going to stop believing. I don't care what y'all do. I ain't going to stop believing. So ask God today to give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. So let's say it, Lord, give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because listen, if you don't hear, you ain't going to be balanced. In the natural, first come the natural, in the spiritual. If you unbalanced, it's because you ain't listening to hearing. You may be listening, but you ain't hearing. Because hearing will keep you balanced in the word. Amen. Now I'm talking about the eyes. Praise the Lord. In Psalms 91, he said, Psalm 95, no, it's Psalms 101. Don't y'all worry, I'm going to get my eyes together here. I told sister, I said, I'm just going to have to get me something to see with. Psalms 101 and 3. Hallelujah. David understood this. He said, I will set no evil thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. I'm not going to let these things that I see, even if they happen to come in my eye gate. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let them cleave to me. And you know, let me tell you something. You got to be really careful now for what you look at on the TV. Or anywhere else you go. It may not seem like nothing, but it is. What you see, all this is a feeding your soul. All of this, you're seeing, you're hearing, your mouth, all this get down in there. And it, praise the Lord. And it makes you act right. It makes you keep the law. It makes you keep God's law that he made for you to keep. Am I making sense? Your eyes, you have to be careful what you see. You know, you don't have to, you know, it's a little thing on that thing. You know, so don't sit up, you know, and they're doing this, and it's terrible. And the kids have to look at this mess. I see, you know, you can't hardly go to the grocery store. You can't. It's junk all over the stores, junk all in the magazines, junk everywhere you go. Hallelujah. So you got to ask God, Lord, sanctify my eyes before I go, my ears and my sanctify me, Lord. Lord, don't let this stuff catch a hold. Listen, anybody will catch a hold of you. You got to have something to block this thing. I said, you got to have something to block this thing. You may say, well, I don't look. Yeah, but you got to, you got to have something to block it. You see, the Holy Ghost will block it. He'll block it. But if you try to keep, Lord, I want my ears to stay closed, my eyes and my mouth. Oh, don't get on that mouth. I could preach a whole message on the mouth. That mouth is something else. But you know what done happened? It done went through this gate and that gate. And then your mouth is speaking it. Jesus says, what's in a man? You're going to speak what's in your heart. Amen. Say, oh, I don't mean to say, yeah, you did, because it was down in there. You know, some you say, oh, I didn't mean to say that. Yeah, you did. Because it's down in your heart. Now, what you need to do is ask God to move that stuff. We need to ask God to move that stuff. We're going to be in this together. Is that all right? Praise the Lord. I feel the Lord today. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, we're going to talk about the mouth. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. You know, and two, back to the sin, I want to leave this. I don't want to leave this out. I was thinking about in Genesis, in the third chapter, in the sixth verse, where this woman saw that the fruit was good. She saw it. Something happens when you see things. And then you talk about it because it is. Elijah was a great prophet. And I preached this before. He was a great prophet. Wasn't scared of nothing, hardly. He let this little woman, Jezebel, tell him she going to kill him. And he thought about all he had seen these people getting killed. And the Bible say when he saw it, he didn't hear it. He didn't speak it. He saw it. When he saw that, he ran for his life. So don't tell me what you see is not great. What you look at is what keep your eyes. Put blinders on them if you have to. And you poor men, I feel so sorry for y'all, especially summertime. I'm glad it's winter. Because you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, tell me about it. We would sit up in the news, and this woman, I just want to tell you, she had pants on, and she was sitting one leg this way and one leg that way. It's just sickening. And I told the Lord, I said, God, you know what? I don't know how to preach about that, but you know what? Something ain't right with that. My pastor said it was a unisex spirit, and I believe it is. It's a unisex spirit. Y'all pray about that. I'm not going to try to tell you what to do. Yeah, okay. I'm going to tell you the Bible, my pastor preached that it was, she was a prophet. She said it was a unisex spirit. And I believe it. I say I believe it. Because you look around and see what happened since then. Just look. See, look, the devil don't care. Y'all love me. Listen, the devil don't care how he get us. He just don't want us to be what God wants us to be. I said, you know, you brought the brother D.L. Moody was a man of God. He loved God. Stay with me. He loved God with all his heart, but he ate too much. Now, God can't save him because he loved him. He ate himself to death. He died young. He was so big, he could not tie his shoes. I told you this before. He got a great ministry. He still got a great ministry. D.L. Moody got a big ministry. But he dead. He didn't get to see it. See, so the devil don't care how he gets you. Well, he can't get you to sin, he gets you to do something else. You know, as long as he gets you out the way. I've learned that. He just gets you out the way. That's all he got to do is get you out the way. Help our eyes, Lord, to see. Let us see you. And then Jesus said, forgot to say, Lord, forgive me. He said, a single eye. Jesus in Matthew said, the light of the body is the eye. They want me to, see, he wanted me to skip that. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. That's what the Lord said. If you keep your eye single, you ain't looking two or three different ways. You can't look in the world now and look at God and then look back in the world. That's not a single eye. You got to have an eye that's single. Say single. I'll skip that. See that? Come on now. Genesis, I'm telling you, your eye has to be single. Jesus said it. Matthew 6:22, he said it. Your eye said, Lord, give me a single eye where I can see nothing but you. Because there's a whole lot to look at. And you may not be, you don't turn on pornography. You don't have to. Just turn the TV on and then the commercials will just get you on in there. It's terrible. So what our ears hear, our eyes see, we have to ask God. Okay, then I'm going to go to the mouth. Proverbs 6. I'm just teaching today. Proverbs 6. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our next one, I might do just be jumping all over the place. But I want to slow down so we can get something shucking. I said, Lord, I want to see us grow. And I seen it today. You are growing. Oh, my God. The service was just absolutely, it was wonderful. I mean, people just let the Lord just have his way. We use it. We learning that. Yeah. I said, we learning that. The Bible say with your mouth. Now, y'all know this scripture well. Proverbs 6:2 say you're trapped or you're snared with the words of your mouth. Turn to Proverbs 6:2. Okay, read that for me. Yes. And listen, that means what it says. Say it mean what it say. Say it mean what it say. I've learned this, sister. I have. You must train yourself to speak what God says. Whatever trial you get in, I've learned this. You must train yourself to speak his word. Because his word made the heavens and earth. His word caused the sun to be in the sky. And caused him. So you listen. We are human. So, well, we are human. Yes, yeah, yeah. But God is raising up people now that's going to be almost superhuman. Do you want to be one of those?
Yes, Lord.
Because they're going to be keeping the word. They're not going to be speaking stuff into their life. You can speak something in your life. You can't. You can speak, open your mouth, and the devil get in there, and he can't never get out. Your words are more powerful. Listen, this dude got on there yesterday from ISIS, and he was going at it. He was just talking. He didn't have a gun. He didn't have a knife. He said, "You just watch it. I'm coming to America. Sound, what happened? America got out there, got all the police force. Come on now. He didn't have no knife. He didn't have no gun. His words. It's something about your words that move people, I'm telling you, and will move you. So if you say, I can't do this, you can't do it. Forget it. Hang it up. I can't do it. We came home yesterday, Al, praise the Lord, and it was, you know, my precious one been coming to get me and stuff like this. I said, Lord, I said, now, y'all, I don't care if you don't believe it. Sister came home. We came, and so sister said, oh, my God, Sister David, it's 4:30. I said, we'll get dark at 4:30. I said, ooh, it get dark at 4:30. Praise the Lord. I said, that sky stayed light. This is the heaven's truth. That sky stayed light till after 5 o'clock when I drove home. Praising God, I can do all things through God that strengthened me. Praise the Lord. I can do all things through God that strengthened me. I said, Lord, they may not believe it, but I don't care what they believe. I said, you kept that sky light so I could get home. He did. I'm telling you. The sky said, I said, ooh, it ain't never been light this time. Wasn't it light? Since I was still, I said, ooh, it ain't never been light like this. Oh, you ain't. Listen, God will move the heavens for you. If you can believe him, he'll remove the heavens for you. It ain't because you said nobody, nothing. No, you're his child. And you're part of me because I'm your part. You're part of somewhere you is. We all love one another. You proud of me. So if he move for this part of me, he'll move for you because you're a part of me. And we're a part of Christ. We're Jesus. That happened to me. I got out that car and all I could do was cry. I saw all the way home. Sung a little bit and pray. I said, Lord, ain't nobody like you. And ain't nobody going to believe this but those that got faith. But that sky stayed light. It was light. There's no lights on the hat. Is it going down? It's none. But the sky stayed light till I drove into my driveway. Nobody had to take me home last night. Jesus took me home. The faith of the Lord took me home. All we got to do is have faith in God. The missionaries that was saved during that in Indonesia. Got to do the same. He ain't changed. They was going through the jungle. That's dark through the jungle. Jesus said, pick up a stick. So they picked up a stick. And the stick lit up like a flashlight. I'm so crazy, I sure not believe it. If I need a way out of the darkness, and ain't no way gone, I believe the Lord would give me the light. Now, if y'all want to get crazy, come on, go with me. Then they picked the stick up, and they went all through they wondered how they got through the woods to the village. All right, that ain't all. They had on white suits. They had on white suits. And when they got to where they was going, the suits just clean as like they never been. And, you know, I read that kind of stuff and then to get me to believe in it. See, what your eyes take in, get you some books and read that your eyes take in some good stuff. Get the word and pick it up and let your eyes take it. Because when you read it in the Bible, you read it where Jesus did. Let your eyes take that stuff in. Take it. When you read it, it's taken into your spirit. So now you believe it's crazy. You believe that you can turn the water into wine. And you get out the place where you talk about, well, I ain't none of Jesus. You are Jesus. You are his flesh. You are him in this life. I'm preaching to somebody. Now, all y'all, but listen, I hope everybody get this. But God is raising up people that's going to believe him for the supernatural. I tell Ernest knows this. I used to pray for refrigerators. I did. My refrigerator go out and shoot. I didn't call nobody. I prayed. So the Lord said, you used to do. I said, God, forgive me. Because I should have been growing up. I should be really crazy now.
what I prayed for back then, I should be really crazy. I should really be crazy, crazy faith. He can do anything. I say he can do anything. Amen. And I think the things that he put here that, you know, that let us is because we ain't there yet. I believe it. I'm sorry. Don't be offended, but I just believe that we're not there yet. I said we ain't there, but we keep on believing God, children of God. You young people, catch this thing. Hallelujah. Believe God. Step up and pray for somebody who ain't got a knee. I mean, just believe. Hey, you can't lose nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Our God is real. I told Tawana, I want her to call me when that girl went to know about that knee. I want to know about that knee. I thought we both told her. Praise God. So be careful what you speak. You don't look like the ears of your eyes is the worst thing, ain't it? Hallelujah, Jesus. So your mouth is trapped. Who are you today? She said in her song, I'm determined. She sung that song with her heart, even though somebody else wrote it. But she said, I'm determined. And then she said about what the lady wrote too. She said, because it's the truth, the devil trying to trap you, see, but I'm not taking anybody's traps. I'm determined. I'm going to make it. You got to be determined. I said, you got to be determined. Are you determined today? Lovelies, are you determined? You got to make up your mind and be determined. Nobody in the world don't love sugar and stuff. Daddy knows. I be eating cookies, and I try not to. I don't eat but a few, too many. You know, I love sweets. I do. So yesterday we got to the place, and they had my favorite cheesecake. Oh, Lord. Cheesecake. I love cheesecake. And I don't buy it because I know I'll eat the whole thing. Praise, I will. You know, if sooner I'll eat a little dip off of this, a little dip off of that, and a little piece off of that. You know how you do? A little nibble off of this and a little nibble. But you know, I told God, I said, these 21 days, if I don't do nothing but put that breakfast aside. And I love breakfast food, love it. I love the oatmeal, I love breakfast food, eggs and bacon and stuff. Please, help me, God. Help me. And he has. Thank you, Lord. I said, he's helped me. And I want to know just your prayers. Thank y'all for praying for me. I just, because it's hard for me now. I don't know what it is. You get no, I ain't. It's hard. It's hard to, you know, you can say what you want to say. Words are a dime a dozen. But I told the Lord, I said, God, I don't want to just talk this thing. I'm sick of people talking. I don't want to talk. It you know. Them people got on the news today, and I told Dad, I said, I don't believe nothing they said. Nope. Now, you know, let me tell you something. They said, we are lawyers, and they are taking our religion and just making you think. So I said, you can go get a Quran and read it. All of it they're doing is in there. The jihad and all that's in there. I said, now, here's the thing. Here it is. They still going to the mosque? If you still going to the mosque, I ain't believing nothing you talking about. You radical, and as soon as you get up to where your people take it over, you're going to jump in there with them. Unless you've been saved, unless you've been touched by Jesus, unless you've been born again, unless you know about my Lord, I ain't thinking about what you talking about. They ain't giving me no rest and peace, I'm telling you. I ain't believing none of them. Okay, they got something they call something. You can lie if it's for the Muslim race. You can lie. There's a word for it. Yeah. And then Allah won't hold you for it because it's you doing it for, you know. Yeah. This is the truth. Y'all need to look at something else beside the bed man. You got all these TVs and stuff. Look at something besides bed man and came tomorrow and all that mess. Look at you something. I mean, it's on there. This sucker, I'm going to bring it to you if you like me to. I got the tape. Yeah, I got the tape. And they can lie if it's not, you know what I'm saying, something for Allah, for their purposes. You think I believe them? They up there. I said, "You go to church, son? What church you go to? Did you love Jesus? Did you come to Jesus? If you ain't come to Jesus, I don't believe none of them." Now I know some of them don't want to die. All of them, want to die. But you better open your eyes, children of God. We better open up our eyes and see what God is doing. I'm telling you now. Praise the Lord. And don't just think, just me, me, me. Lord, give me. The world is going on. And whether we like it or not, we live in it. We live in this world. We live here. All of y'all got a house, a little house. And I'm telling you, things are happening that God wants us to know. He don't want us, he wouldn't have us ignorant. Amen. So you pray for your gifts to God. You stand up and say what God thus said the Lord. Say, Lord, you give me courage. Put something in my heart to tell the people and let me stand up and boldly say it. You don't have to be afraid to speak when God puts something in your mouth. Stand. He can try to make me cough, but that's all right. I still love him. Anybody need prayer today? Hallelujah, Jesus. Brother, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you, Brother Leonard. You told me that when you were young, God filled you with the Holy Ghost. God filled you with the Holy Ghost when you were younger.